Standing out here in the field and in Freedom, just over the state line into Idaho, we're with Kyle Weber. We're on his family farm out here on a beautiful September evening. He's lined up a full collection of tractors. That's right, a collection. He collects old tractors. He doesn't just let them sit. He puts them to work. Kyle, thanks for joining us here out here in the field today.
Yeah, thank you, Don. I appreciate you coming out here.
Yeah, you've got for us today lined up in preparation for the display on Saturday. You've got several. Let's just start at the end here. What do we have here? And people can go to svinews.com to see the pictures. But take for example this John Deere that we're standing by now. What is it?
So his first John Deere is a 1951 John Deere Model A. It's a native to the valley. In fact, it was native to Freedom. It came from the Luthy family, Randall Luthy, and Randall told me he used it about his whole life as a kid, and I was able to acquire it. It was not running at the time. I pulled it down and worked on it, and now I almost use it daily during the wintertime.
How about that? Let's go to the next one. And you'll be able to see all these on Saturday. Kyle's holding a show with the Star Valley Historical Society. We'll tell you about in a moment.
So the next tractor is a John Deere 630. The 630 is the direct predecessor to the Model A. It's almost like a 1959 Model A. This particular tractor came from around Montpelier, Idaho. I picked it up over there. It also was not running. Had a good opportunity to go to Montpelier with my grandfather. And we went and picked it up, dragged it home, and I was able to go through it as well. And it's also a nice one that I like to work on in the wintertime.
Got it running. Now we're going to take a little break in the John Deere picture, go to what's called a farm wall, is that right?
That's right. Farm wall was John Deere's biggest competitor. Okay. It was actually owned by International Harvester. They kind of pioneered the row crop concept. And Star Valley actually had a John Deere dealership in Afton.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
And a lot of what I believe created market share in an area was the proximity to a dealer. So since we had so many John Deere's in the area, we didn't have quite as many farm malls, especially Freedom. Freedom had a lot of John Deere tractors, but again, farm mall was the biggest competitor. And so as a tractor collector, when I see a farm mall, I can't just not have one in my collection as well.
I love that. Now to something that looks rather modern, but maybe not as modern as what we see out there, but it's big and powerful, dually wheels, and obviously you still use this a lot on your farm.
I do. This one's a 140 horsepower. Oh. It's a 1966 John Deere Model 5020, and the 5020 is in what's considered the new generation of tractors, and the new generation is what replaced the two-cylinder tractors. So John Deere, knowing that the two-cylinder was basically going to run out of end of life eventually, they didn't want just any tractor out there. They wanted the best tractor out there. So they actually started in the late 40s to develop what they called the new generation of tractors. And the new generation was released in 1960. You'll know the John Deere 4010, the very famous 4020. Those were the new generation. Now, that's really what put John Deere on the map as soon as they introduced those new tractors, because they were completely engineered from the ground up. They say there wasn't even a bolt on it that came from the other tractors.
How about that? You're going to display them all Saturday. Before we do that, how'd you get started in all this?
Basically, I grew up, as Dan said, I grew up on this farm here in Freedom, and we actually had a John Deere Model B that ran, and my job was to go and what we called fluff the hay rows. It pulled an implement that lifted the hay rows when they were rained on. It was just a little light tractor, but I was, probably 10 or so when I started driving it, and just grew to love those old tractors when I'd see them around. We also had a John Deere Model A on the farm that didn't run. And when I moved back to the valley, I had a little bit more as far as a disposable income. Yeah. Once I had a job. So I looked at that old tractor and I was like, it'd be fun to see if I can get it running. Pulled it down and worked on it and had it running within a year later.
You show it all with the Star Valley Historical Society on Saturday. Give us the time, location, all of that.
Yeah, so we'll be in Freedom, the Freedom Ballpark at 10:30 till 3. Feel free to come and bring anything that's old farm related. We'd just love to have you and bring your family and kids to share.
And join the conversation.
Yep. There's a lot of people there that will have a lot to tell you about the history.
Kyle Weber teaming up with the Star Valley Historical Society and just a very fascinating tractor collection. We're standing out here in his field in Freedom, as you can probably hear the geese go by. What a beautiful evening. We're out here talking tractors. Dan Dockstetter, SVI News.